Well, in Virginia this week, state lawmakers will hold a special legislative session to respond to the Virginia Beach mass shooting that happened on May 31st that left 12 people dead. Governor Ralph Northam is urging action on several measures restricting guns, and some local officials are hoping the General Assembly will pass a bill allowing them to ban weapons in municipal buildings. WCVE's Roberto Roldan reports.
Richmond City Councilman Michael Jones tried twice last year to pass resolutions on Confederate monuments. After the deadly march in Charlottesville, Virginia, he wanted the city to take action. But the dialogue wasn't all civil.
We're talking about, you know, bricks and mortar, and I'm getting, you know, threats about hanging, you know, me and my children up by the neck.
Jones, who is African American, says he became more concerned when Confederate monument supporters came to city council open carrying.
I mean, you got people walking in with guns, you know, and I've just received threats. Are any of those people in this audience today? Then that's something I had to think about.
Experiences like that were top of mind for Jones after the mass shooting in Virginia Beach. He immediately called for better security at Richmond City Hall. And late last month, he joined Mayor LeVar Stoney in introducing an ordinance banning guns in municipal buildings and public parks. While weapons are banned in state offices, courtrooms, and federal buildings, Virginia law currently prohibits localities from restricting firearms in any way. It's called a preemption law, and Virginia is one of 45 states with that kind of statute on the books. Senator John Edwards of Roanoke has introduced bills that would allow localities to ban guns at local government meetings. The bill has failed every year in the General Assembly, but Edwards is planning to reintroduce it at the special session.
You got to do something. I mean, the people are demanding action. This brought it to our attention even more.
Once an NRA-endorsed Democrat, Edwards took up this fight against the preemption law because of pressure from local officials, including in his hometown of Roanoke. In December, 72-year-old Robert Gravely walked up to the podium during public comment at a city council meeting.
Good afternoon to the city council and to the citizens.
Gravely gave a rambling speech. About a minute in, he made a violent threat. The council and Roanoke Mayor Sherman Lee were just feet away.
He said, then I'll take you out, I'll shoot you, I'll do this. You can't just let that pass.
The mayor called for a recess. Gravely left. He was eventually charged with disorderly conduct. Like other localities, Roanoke is re-examining its security policies following the mass shooting in Virginia Beach in May. But without the ability to ban weapons, Mayor Lee's concerned that it won't be enough.
Now, we can take precaution in terms of what doors we go out of, what doors we lock, but nothing can stop them with a loaded weapon. They got a gun in their pocket, and they legally can do that.
Even with the Virginia Beach shooting, local leaders know that it'll be a long shot to get gun control bills passed in the Republican-controlled General Assembly. And the NRA in Virginia says it'll oppose any location-specific gun bans unless it's a secured facility like an airport. NRA spokesperson Christopher Kopacki says allowing localities to regulate guns would defeat the purpose of the preemption law.
They didn't want a patchwork of laws in each jurisdiction, each locality. So if you were to cross over from Hanover County into Henrico County into the city of Richmond, that there weren't potentially three sets of different laws.
Just a few days after 12 people were shot and killed in the Virginia Beach Municipal Center, Mayor Bobby Dyer spoke with MSNBC. He questioned whether it was time to discuss gun reform.
This is a very recent thing, and I think we just got to be careful that we just don't have a knee-jerk reaction.
Virginia Beach City Councilwoman Sabrina Wooten disagrees. She says she doesn't think that it's a political conversation.
People are saying to me during vigils and our ceremonies, thank you for having this, but what are you going to do?
On June 18th, Wooten and Councilman Guy Tyler introduced a resolution that would declare the city's support for banning guns in municipal buildings. Residents who spoke at the Virginia Beach City Council meeting were deeply divided, and council members voted 8-2 to table the resolution. Wooten says she isn't surprised by the lack of consensus.
Virginia Beach is representative of, you know, a diverse group, liberal, conservative, and, you know, this is also an election year.
At the upcoming special session, Democratic lawmakers are expected to file bills restricting the sale of certain firearms and instituting universal background checks. Republicans will likely oppose those measures, focusing instead on mandatory minimums for violent criminals. In November, all members of Virginia's legislature are up for re-election, making any compromise doubtful. For Here and Now, I'm Roberta Roldan in Richmond.